about as digital storytelling, as I understood, it's based on this personal story. It's like heart, yes, of storytelling, as I understood. But should it be my story, my personal story, or I can, if I share the stories of other people, it can be also, we can call it storytelling as well. Or it always should be based on my personal story or described from my personal perspective. How does it work?
So this goes back to your very first question, actually. So the expectation from a conventional digital storytelling model is actually to have a personal story that express your uniqueness. So it's the story that only you can tell. Okay, so this is a sort of mantra. It's like, you know, something that at the very beginning of the digital storytelling movement was a shared principle that is about enabling everyone to tell their own story in a first person narrative, creating a first-person narrative from their own personal perspective and represent the uniqueness of them, their experience. Of course, we've been using digital storytelling on a variety of research projects. For instance, I was involved in a project on drought and climate change in UK, and was very, very hard to find people with an experience of drought in UK, which is, as you can imagine, quite a wet country. And so the major drought events, so lack of rain and water, was by bands was in the memories of 1976. So working with younger generations made very difficult for us to work on personal narratives and personal experiences of those stories. So of course we need to be flexible. We need to enable everyone to tell a story from a personal perspective that can be somebody's else story. We also use storytelling to imagine the future, and sometimes those stories are a bit more fictional. So there are still personal perspectives captured in a story, but they are about imagination. Because what we believe, what I believe in particular, is that the truth of a story is not beyond something that actually happened in the past, but is in the way in which we conceive the world around us. So each of us has their own truths, so their own true values, and we apply those values anytime we create something, even if we tell something that didn't happen, but is part of our cultural values and ways in which we imagine the real world around us.